Welcome to the Easy Exhaustion Cure Part 1, Recharging Energy.
Hi. So the first part of this program, recharging energy, is the most important to get right. If you listen to the previous section just before, then you'll remember we talked about how there's actually two other steps as well. Storing energy, conserving energy, and they are very important. But actually they're pretty easy. The steps involved in those is not particularly difficult, at least at this basic level that we're talking about here. So the most important thing is to get this one right, the recharging energy. So throughout this whole recording, I want you to really pay attention, and of course, I want you to really take action on the steps that we're going to talk about. The only problem that most people have with the second and third step, the only reason that they struggle is because they don't even know it exists. You know, we think all we need is more energy. But when it actually comes to it, as long as we know how to store and conserve our energy, recharging energy is still going to be the predominant focus of this course. So, we're going to look at five basic simple steps in order to recharge your energy under five categories. The first is doused tonic herbs, kidney tonics. Second is greens. The third is minerals. The fourth is supplements. And the fifth is habits.
Step one, doused tonic herbs for the kidneys. This step is awarded a gold level priority. Description.
Doused tonic herbs are just incredible. You'll always remember the day when you first discovered them, when you first actually tried them and felt them in your body. They're just amazingly powerful. And it's very easy to have this kind of skepticism or cynicism about herbs, you know, and I'm sure you've tried some and they haven't worked, same as I have. But these really do, you know, if you're using the right ones in the right kind of amounts, which of course we're going to talk about in a minute, then they really have a very powerful effect. Now, if you've already had a chance to listen to the Overcoming Exhaustion bonus interview, then we'll talk in a lot more detail about why they work and how they work. But the bottom line is, they tonify, which means strengthen, your kidney organ system. And it's the kidneys where your body restores that reserve energy that we talked about in the introduction. That's the number one thing that we're focused on with this course, is topping that energy back up. So, what is the kidney organ system? It includes a lot of things. It includes your kidneys, your adrenal glands, your bladder. It includes your bones, your joints and tendons. It includes your whole central nervous system. It includes your reproductive system. So a lot of areas, basically. And all of those tend to go wrong when you're exhausted and when you're depleted in energy. And these kidney tonic herbs help to replenish and tonify, in other words, strengthen all of those systems in your body. So you'll notice an immense amount of improvement in an immense amount of areas in your life. Now, the type of tonic herbs I'm specifically recommending for you here are called yin-jing tonic herbs. Now, you don't need to know what that means, but basically, they're the types that build you up when you're stressed and depleted and exhausted. The other type are more the ones you need to, like, fire you up and get you going and all the rest of it. But we're not looking at that now. We're looking at ones which restore you on a deep level. And that's what the herbs recommended here are really powerful to do. The ones recommended here are also very powerful for hydration. One of the most important issues, which relates to your body's ability to hold and conduct the energy, as you'll discover more in part two, is hydration. And these herbs are amazing at hydrating you, because hydration is more than just taking in water. It's about your cells taking in water. And some of the most miraculous effects these herbs will give you is to help you hydrate on a cellular level, which massively decreases the stress on your body and increases the amount of energy you have. So really fantastic. And in fact, a lot of these herbs are used in China as sports drinks, you know, brewed up and then drunk during times where extreme dehydration would be likely, you know, so very powerful in that regard. So that's probably enough build up. Which herbs are we talking about? Ones I'm particularly recommending for you during this course are Schizandra, Hoshiwu, which is also known as polygonum, prepared Raymania, ligustrum, Dioscorea, glenia, acuranthus root, and I want you to look into those and get as many as you can get your hands on, and ideally you're going to get those in combination, so rather than having to you know, search for different herbs in different places. You can just buy them all together and take them as often as you can, ideally really as part of this program, every day, perhaps twice a day. The amount you take them is going to partly depend on what form you take them in, and we'll talk about that in a second. But the most important thing is include them as part of this program every day, either as a herbal tea or in the form of tablets and capsules.
Recommended form.
There's basically two forms that I recommend you take these wonderful, amazingly effective herbs in. Either you buy the dry, whole herbs and then prepare them as a tea. So you would normally add them to a pan, add water, heat it up, and then drink the tea. Or you would buy them in the form of tablets or capsules, and that would be like an extract form. The advantage of the tea is that it's more immediately effective. You can really feel it going throughout your body, and you can feel it having an effect almost immediately. The disadvantage is that you have to have the effort of preparing it. Some people don't like the smell, and some people don't like the taste. I guess that's pretty much it. So that's where the advantage of the tablets and capsules comes in. The advantage of them is it's simple, it's easy, you just take it down, swallow it, that's it, done. The disadvantage is it's not quite as powerful as a herbal tea. So I guess it all depends on your level of dedication, and to a certain degree on your practical circumstances as well. And ideally I recommend you have both on hand. You have the teas for whenever you can, and let's just say that you can't sometimes, you're going on holiday, or for whatever reason, then you've got the tablets as well. So if you have both on hand of these particular herbs, that would be the best of both worlds. Lionheart Herbs does the Rejuvenate formula, and that's got a selection of all of those herbs in there available as capsules or tea. There are other forms of herbs as well. There's like alcohol extracts, for instance, but they tend to not be so appropriate for these forms of herbs. And of course, there's issues as well of having alcohol and the type of extraction. The wonderful thing about the two forms I'm recommending to you is it's very, very pure. There's no contamination. With the tablets, which Lionheart Herbs do, they are just the herbs extracted, boiled down, pressed into a tablet, and that's it. No fillers, no binders, nothing added to it. Not even a capsule shell. So no kind of contamination, nothing that you wouldn't want. The advantage of the dry herbs, of course, again, the same. No contaminants, no additives, just the pure herbs. That's the form I recommend for these herbs, for you to go for.
Action step.
This one's easy. Go for it. Today, get online or get on the phone, order the herbs you need, make a decision about which type you're going to go for, order them, and then take them every day throughout the duration of you doing this program. If you can't manage it every day, do them at least 6 days out of seven, but really I want you to take them every single day. These are tonic herbs, which basically means that they're entirely safe. So just get out there, or get on the phone, or get online, take action, order them, and when they arrive, take them.
Recommended dosage?
So, for brewing your teas, starting with about an ounce, which is about 30 grams of dried herbs, is a really good amount. Everyone has a very different level of sensitivity with this, so if you find any way that's disagreeable, you can always, you know, have half as much, maybe only 15, half an ounce a day. That's absolutely fine too. But assuming that it does agree with you, build up to about 3 ounces or 90 grams a day, brewed in water. Now, many, many people ask me how much water should I add to it. Really, it's a matter of personal choice. If you're the sort of person who likes to just get it down you, you can have like an espresso-like, really strong, powerful shot of it almost, and you could use a very small amount of water with your 30 grams. Or if you like to just sip on it casually all day and barely taste it, you could use 2 litres, like half a gallon, with your 30 grams. It really is up to you. So the most important thing is how much of the dry herb are you consuming every day. If you're using tablets, use around 500 milligram tablets or capsules to start with. Build up to as many as 18 spread throughout the day. If you have digestive issues, it's probably best to have them with food, although they're more effective and more ideal if you have them away from food. But whatever works for you, the most important thing is to get them into you. And certainly don't be thinking like, oh, I forgot to have it and now I'm eating, it's too late, you know? Whenever you remember is the perfect time. So just focus on getting them into you. The most important thing to remember is that taking high doses consistently is the golden ticket to rapid results. Okay, this isn't homeopathy, this isn't a matter of less is more. Of course you can have too much, like with anything, like we said, you can have too much water. But with these kind of herbs, the problem is that most people don't take enough, and that's the only reason why you may have perhaps tried them before and not had a benefit, or tried something similar before and not had a significant benefit. I promise you, if you have enough, and you'll need to discover exactly what that is for you yourself, it will work.
Cautions.
So, what is a tonic herb? The distinction between a tonic herb and a medicinal herb is that a tonic herb is entirely safe to use, even if you take it a lot for a long period of time at high dosages. So in that sense, it's almost like a food. Now, okay, even with foods, there are some people who are intolerant to them, you know, but it's as safe as a food. So as much as you might feel like you're happy to have an abundance of any other food, you're welcome to have an abundance of tonic herbs. Medicinal herbs are more in the category of you need to be careful with them, they can have dangerous side effects, you need to use them at the appropriate time, you need to not have too many, you need to not have them for too long. But that's not the case with tonic herbs, and tonic herbs are the only type of herbs that are being recommended during this program, okay? If you do have any negative experience of taking these herbs, like I say, I mean, it's always possible in the same way it's possible with any kind of food. Usually it's just your body getting used to them. So the advice is just to stop, to start again at a much smaller dosage, normally about half as much or perhaps even less, and just let your body get used to them. It's important to realise that with anything completely new to it, the body doesn't like it. Even if it's something entirely beneficial, the body just resists change. It's part of its nature, especially the lower your adaptive energy is. So ironically, the type of energy we're trying to build up is the same one that allows you to adapt to new things. So if you are very depleted or exhausted, it's very possible that to begin with, your body will maybe have a little bit of intestinal upset or something like that because it's not used to it. So obviously, I'm not saying to ignore any discomfort you're having, but don't take it too seriously either, unless it is persistent or serious, of course. If it's just something very minor, just discontinue use, start again at a lower dose after a few days. You know, be aware, pay attention. And of course, if you do notice any kind of severe side effects of any kind, as with anything, always seek out a qualified healthcare practitioner straight away. But if it's only something very mild or very slight, don't worry about it. Just discontinue use and start again after a little while at a lower dosage. And the vast majority of the time, that helps. And I know my experience is that a lot of people who perhaps start off with the first couple of days, their intestines aren't quite sure what's going on with this new herbal concoction, then they start to receive massive benefits afterwards. So be aware, be safe, but also don't make a big deal if it's just something small.
Step two, greens. This has been given a gold level priority award. Description.
So ideally, all the greens recommended here are going to be part of not just this program, but your whole life. Greens have so many health benefits, so many proven health benefits, that there's nowhere near enough time to go into all of them. If you do want to find out more, as always, I highly encourage you to do your own research. But during the course of this program, I'm just going to recommend the specific ones and the specific strategies and the specific ways to use them, which are most appropriate for where you're at right now. But, you know greens are good for you. Everyone knows greens are good for you, so the question is really what type and how we're going to do it, and that's what we're going to cover next. All you need to know for now in terms of health benefits is that increasing the amount of green food in your life is a really essential part of your healing and overcoming and curing your exhaustion. And in fact, greens are really essential for all healing in the body. So what are greens? What forms are we recommending here? I'm talking about three basic forms. One is green foods. Two is green drinks, and number three is green superfoods.
Caution.
Now, it's possible that you may have already tried eating a lot of green foods, and if you haven't, just a little bit of a warning, especially if you're trying to eat a lot of greens, especially whole green leaves, like fibrous greens, like maybe kale or cabbage or something like that. A lot of people who have a weak digestion, and especially those who don't produce enough stomach acid, which is a common problem when you're low in energy, they may well have problems digesting a lot of plant fibre, which does come with all the wonderful nutrients that come with green foods. That's especially true when you first start eating them. So this is where the kind of myth comes from that, you know, vegetables are unhealthy or that they give you flatulence or whatever. They're not really, they're not adding any negative thing into your life, but they can kind of disturb your digestion a little bit. So if that sounds like you, if you've had some experience with that or if that occurs for you, that's absolutely fine. Because as we're going to outline in a minute, there are actually three different options for getting your greens. Ideally, you do all three, but as long as you're doing at least one or two of these three steps, then that's absolutely great and you're on course. So we're going to go through all three, green foods, green drinks and green superfoods. But if you have a problem eating a lot of fibrous green food, don't worry about it.
Green foods. This is awarded a silver level priority. Description.
When it comes to green foods, ideally you're going to want to include some green leafy vegetables. Examples of green foods you might want to include are all the fresh herbs, which a lot of people don't think of, you know, like fennel, parsley, tarragon, rosemary, oregano, sage, thyme, coriander, basil, all that good stuff, you know. They all have their own additional specific health benefits based on the specific phytochemicals which are inside them. All the standard greens that you're probably more aware of as well, like they're available from supermarkets, greengrocers, markets, like spinach, watercress, rocket or arugula as it's called in the States, broccoli, cabbage, courgette, cucumber, celery, spring greens or collard greens, mustard greens, Swiss chard, beet greens, all that kind of good stuff, kale, cabbage, all that good stuff. These are the types of greens that we're talking about here, especially green leafy vegetable. And what I want you to do as part of this program is to include as many of those as you can. And really it's a matter of selecting the ones that suit you the best, that your body agrees with, that your body likes and that you like.
The recommended form?
When you're selecting your green foods, there's a few simple rules which make all the difference with quality. Number one, the greener the better. So if you were to look at some, say, organic watercress, and then you take that and compare it to, say, some iceberg lettuce, one of them definitely looks significantly greener than the other, right? The watercress is dark green, the iceberg is kind of, you know, pale in comparison. So what we're looking for, and what I really want you to go for, is those foods that are really deep, dark green, not just a little bit green. That's because the greener it is, the more it has an extremely higher level of a nutrient called chlorophyll, which you just want as much of as possible, without going into great detail as to why. That's what you're looking for. Rule number two, the fresher the better. As soon as a plant gets picked or dug up, it starts to lose its life force to some degree. And that means it's also losing its nutritional value. It's losing its vitamins, its minerals, its enzymes, all the rest of it. So, ideally you would actually grow your own in your own back garden, or you'd buy direct from the farmer. However, if that's not possible, then don't worry. Just be aware though, have a look at the produce. If you're buying it from a shop or a greengrocer, you know, get the stuff nearer the back. All businesses will stock rotate to keep the oldest stuff at the front and the newest stuff at the back. You don't have to honour their system. You can get the best stuff, you know. You can also ask them, especially if you're friendly with them, have you got any new stuff come in? You know, because it's the same price, but it'll have a lot more value to you. So always get the freshest stuff that's available. Same thing with eating out, you know, a lot of time restaurants will give you their salads which are pretty wilted that have been lying around in hot temperatures all day. Just don't accept it. Just say, you know, can I have a fresh salad please? There's nothing kind of fussy or hoity-toity about that. It's entirely fair enough that if you're paying, you know, $5-$10 for a salad that you'd at least want it to not look kind of limp and lifeless. So just ask for good quality fresh food. Organic. Organic is always better. That's rule number three. Organic is always better, especially with green foods, because a lot of the time green foods need a lot of pesticides to produce them in the kind of bulk which makes sense economically. So if you can avoid that, all the better. Also, there's other benefits of organic. It's not just the lack of pesticides, also they have more nutrients. Foods are often grown in a very unnatural way, and I won't get into all the details of it, but basically if you're getting foods which are organic, then you know that they've been grown to a large degree with real nutrients and not with chemical rubbish which does your body no good. So basically what I'm saying is it's always worth getting organic. Even if you're looking at like a big pile of spinach and it's maybe only $1 but it's not organic, and if you're looking at just like a tiny little packet with organic spinach and you think, well, you know, value for money, it's got to be the non-organic one, right? In reality, though, if you were to actually measure the nutrition, if you were to measure the life force, if you were to measure the positive impact on your body, you're far better off with that small packet of organic spinach than that big box of non-organic stuff, you know? So even if you're very thrifty and your mind is always on economy, it's economical to go for organic because it's got more nutrition. It may sometimes, you know, you might get less weight for your money, but you get more nutrition for your money, and that's what's important. Step number four, go raw. Ideally, you want to get as many of the greens as you can, and especially greens, raw, as in uncooked. A lot of the benefits of eating green foods disappear or go down a lot when you cook them. So with the example of maybe like a grain like rice or maybe like a chickpea or something like that, if you cook it, you might lose a little bit of goodness, but it's not such a big deal because it really didn't have that much nutrition in the first place, to be honest, compared to some wild, locally grown or organically grown fresh greens, which are just bursting with nutrition, and you lose a lot of that when you cook it. So go raw as much as possible. But even if you're not into the whole raw food thing and you still want to eat some cooked food, that's fine. But just try and eat your greens raw. And the easiest form of this, of course, is the salad. So, recommended form, whatever else you decide to eat, however bad, inverted commas, it might be, just add some nice, good quality, under all the criteria given here, fresh, organic, raw, green, deep green salad to your meal, and you've just supercharged it with a lot more nutrition.
Action step.
So, am I asking you to eat just salads, you know, just rabbit food? No, is the answer to that. And in fact, you know, that wouldn't be the healthy thing for you to do, especially if you're exhausted low on energy. So, no, I'm not saying to eat just salad. But the idea is, whatever you eat anyway, because remember, we're not focusing on what you shouldn't do, so do whatever you want to do, but whatever you eat anyway, add some fresh, deep green, raw, organic salad to the mix. So, for instance, if you go to a restaurant and you fancy some steak and new potatoes, fine. Have your steak and new potatoes. But just add some freshness, some fresh green goodness to it. Or let's say you're at home and you've just ordered a takeaway or a pizza or something like that. Oh my God, you know, terrible. Don't worry about it. Just add some fresh green salad to the mix. And if you're looking at your plate and you imagine that half of it is whatever you're having, just make the other half a pile of fresh green leaves. So action step, very simple. Eat what you're going to eat anyway, and just whatever you do, have the same amount of fresh green leaves. That seems so simple, but it's a really powerful step.
And the recommended dosage?
So, get your plate, put whatever you're going to have on it, whether it's your pizza, your salmon, your steak, your pasta, whatever you're having, but make sure all that only covers half the plate. And then with the other half of the plate, put on a big pile of green leaves, exactly as described. One of the benefits is that you're going to digest your food a lot better. You know, most of us are lacking in fibre, and especially if you are eating that unhealthy food, that starchy food, or the lots of dairy, or lots of meat, you're going to need that fibre to actually allow it to go through your digestive system without sitting in there and kind of rotting. So it's going to be really amazing. It's going to help you to absorb and assimilate your meal better, and you're going to feel so much better for doing it. The reason that we're really focusing on this green thing, just very briefly to explain, is that it alkalizes you. So the recommended dosage is pretty much as you can cope with. You know, no one ever died from an overdose of green leaves, trust me. But a good recommendation for a bare minimum to start with recommended dosage is half the plate whatever you want, half the plate green leaves.
Cautions?
Now, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, there is a possibility that you may not be able to consume lots of whole greens despite everything that I just said. For most people, it will do fine, but if your digestive system is very weak through decades of, you know, chronically abusing it with foods which are detrimental to it, there's a chance that you won't be able to digest it properly. If that's the case, keep it to a kind of minimum and know that as you go through this program, your digestion will get better. You'll get better. A lot of the reason why the digestive capacity gets so low and our stomach acid gets so weak is because we're lacking in specific minerals which are really important to be able to create that stomach acid. And two of the most important ones, which we're going to learn about soon in the program, are zinc and iodine. So as you're doing the program and as you're replacing them, your digestive capacity is going to get stronger and it's going to increase. So even if you have problems with it when you're first starting, try again after like a month or two of doing the program and you might find that you do a lot better with it. Another thing you can also do is to add a supplement, which is like a concentrated stomach acid supplement called betaine HCL, and have that with every meal, preferably at the beginning of the meal. This can substantially relieve the problem. And I really like the brand Now, N-O-W. They do a really good form of betaine HCL in a dose which is really effective. So that's another thing you can try. But if for whatever reason, you know, the whole greens just aren't working for you, if the green leaves just aren't working for you, that's okay, because you can always fall back on option number two and option number three.
Green drinks. This is awarded a gold level priority. Description?
Green drinks are an excellent way to get high quality hydration and nutrition inside you quickly and easily. All the potential problems that we just talked about before are kind of completely bypassed by going for green drinks. They're pretty much universally beneficial, whether you have serious illnesses, to whether you're looking to excel at sports, anything in between, you know, whatever position you're in life, you will benefit from increasing the amount of green juice you have in your life. They're really excellent increasing the level of alkalinity in the body, which helps to neutralize acidic toxins. Now, if you are exhausted and stressed and all the rest of it, which you must be if you're listening to this, to some degree, you've also got an excess of acidity. So what green drinks are really powerful at doing is to help to neutralize that acidity and get it out of the body as quickly and easily as possible. I really highly recommend green drinks. The only thing that I notice with people who are already taking green drinks is that they just don't have enough. So we'll talk about that recommended form. But they're amazing. Include them in your program. Have them every day.
Recommended form?
So, what are green drinks? They can be either green juices or green smoothies. Green juices are basically just fruits and or vegetables, usually vegetables, with the fibre removed, turning them into a liquid, which makes them easier to digest and assimilate, especially those for those with weak digestion who need to get that goodness into them anyway. Green smoothies are blended up vegetables and fruits, which still contain the fibre, but it's blended down, which makes it significantly easier to digest and assimilate. So you don't need as much stomach acid, basically, because one of the roles of that stomach acid is to break down that fibre. So a smoothie will do that for you. To make a juice, you need a juicer, and to make a green smoothie, you need a blender. That's basically it. Green smoothies are also an excellent way of including green superfoods into your diet, which we'll talk about a lot more in the next section. Just to be clear, of course there's nothing wrong with fibre. As we were talking about earlier, it's actually something you want to include in your diet. It's just that the sort of fibre found in vegetables sometimes can be a bit of a strain on a weak digestion. So green juices are an amazing way of getting that nutrition in without putting any strain on the digestion. And then that's why we're talking about ideally we're having green leaves as well. So it's not really an either or thing. We're getting our good fibre from green leaves as soon as we can cope with it. And we're getting all our amazing green nutrients from green drinks. Both green smoothies and green juices can be really handy as you can take them with you. Especially smoothies, they tend to last longer. And in fact, if you keep them cool or in the fridge, they can last several days. Green smoothies can be ideal. They can be very filling. Unless you have a very ravenous appetite, then they can be like a whole meal replacement. So if you make your green smoothie in the right way, then you won't need anything else. And if you are very on the go, as it were, if you're busy all the time and you just want something that you can just kind of down, if you're the sort of person who might drink those kind of meal replacement shakes or protein shake or something like that, a green smoothie is a perfect alternative to that, which is a lot more satisfying and a lot more nutritious. The recommendation for the ingredients, of course, for the green smoothies and the green juices is exactly the same as for the green foods. Always go for raw, fresh, as deep green as possible, and organic.
Action step.
First of all, you need to go out and get yourself a juicer. Now, it doesn't need to be a really expensive one. You can probably get one for $25, $30, something like that. So if you've seen those kind of fancy ones at like $500, if you can afford it, wonderful, but you don't need it. The advice on juicers is pretty much any juicer you use is a good juicer. A lot of people don't use them because they find it a hassle. So if you find one that you can use, that's easy to clean, that produces juice, great, perfect, go for it. That's the one for you. Next thing you need to do is to start to juice cucumber and celery with it every day. If you have a particular issue with either of those two, I'd still recommend you try them, because a lot of people who hate cucumber and or celery find it actually quite nice in a juice, so just try it. Ideally, have this in the morning, not first thing, after your morning water. So we want water first, and we'll talk about that in the water chapter, but have it before breakfast. That's because this is when your body is most able to assimilate nutrients, so it's the perfect time to just get it in there. If you're pressed for time, just getting it in before breakfast, really ideal. On the site Line Art Herbs, I have a little video. It shows you how to make a green juice, and I talk you through the whole process from starting to finishing, drinking, cleaning up, and I show it only takes a couple of minutes. It's so quick, it's so easy to do. Don't think of it as a huge job, it's something really simple. And of course, if you are suffering from very serious fatigue issues, this is something to delegate. This is someone to get something to get someone else to do for you. Get someone to bring you a nice fresh green juice first thing in the morning. Now, why cucumber and celery? Cucumber and celery is a really magic combination. You can get more exotic. You can throw in lemon and spinach and kale and ginger and all kinds of crazy things. And all that stuff is really good as well. And there are some amazing juice recipe books out there, which, you know, it'd be great and very fun for you to try. But a lot of the time when you add these other things, especially if you don't know what you're doing, it can make it taste disgusting, I would say. And sometimes even undrinkable. So the brilliant thing about the cucumber and celery thing is you don't need to add any kind of sweetener to it. You don't need to add anything to it. It's just perfect as it is with nothing else added. You can always, if you want, add some apple juice maybe or some carrot to sweeten it. But just cucumber and celery on its own is really ideal. Why those two? Cucumber is one of the number one foods for the kidneys, and celery is one of the number one foods for the adrenals, both of the organs and glands which we're looking at healing, especially with exhaustion. So they're just perfect for where you're at right now. If you do want to add something a little bit more hardcore, if you're always trying to take it to the next level, I suggest some fresh parsley. That's a really amazing one for the adrenals as well. And of course, a bit of lemon juice is also excellent. You need to consume this in the recommended quantities every day without fail as part of this program. This is a gold level step, as we said before. You'll feel the benefits of doing this immediately if you stick to it. Also, consider adding a green smoothie into your diet daily, especially as a healthy snack to take with you if you're out all day. It can be really helpful. They can be savoury or sweet. When we say smoothie, we normally think of sweet, but I quite like to make something savoury, which perhaps you might also choose to call a green soup, and that's really amazing as well, like a green blended savoury soup or a green smoothie. Get lots of superfoods in, which we're talking about in the next section, and if you want to know more about how to make those, there's more instructional videos in the resources at the back of the book that came with this programme.
Recommended dosage.
Green juices are something you should consume daily, even if you're already eating salads, even if you're already having a green smoothie. They do something magical, so stick with having them every day. Now, ideally, in the morning, before you eat anything else, I'd like you to drink at least 1 litre, which is 2 pints or 1/4 gallon, a quart of green juice. This might consist of 1 or 2 cucumbers and 1 or 2 heads of celery, depending on how big they are. When I say head of celery, that's, you know, the whole thing. Many different sticks, not just 1 or 2 sticks. If you're really dedicated, drink 2 litres or more. Again, you can't overdose on green juice. Go for it. Have as much as you possibly can. Your body will love it. Your body will thank you for it. The only thing I'd add to that is if you're in a very cold environment, you may need to add something warming to it, or you may need to have something warming afterwards, or before, or with it, because it can be quite cooling. But it's cooling in the best possible way. It's cooling the stress. If you feel that's not doable for you, if you feel, oh, that's way too much juice, I can't afford it, or I couldn't drink that much, then try and go for, at the very least, a pint. Pint is 0.5 litre. But really, ideally, you want 1 litre. You know, just having a small glass of juice is not going to make a significant difference to chronic exhaustion issues. The more, the better. So the dosage is high. I want you to drink at least 1 litre for the course of the first 90 days. Also, it's really important to bear in mind, in terms of additional doses, if you're feeling stressed, tense, frustrated, in any way emotionally imbalanced or kind of overwhelmed, a green juice like the one I'm suggesting can have an amazing effect because it's alkalizing. It's also calming and relaxing. Relaxing the body, the mind, the emotions. You can use it with children if they're throwing a temper tantrum or generally being belligerent, calm them down and relax them. And of course, you can do the same thing with yourself or perhaps even a spouse, you know. It's amazing how powerful alkalizing can be to cool you down and relax you down, as well as energizing you.
Extra credit.
2 more honorable mention in the green drinks category. Wheatgrass juice and barley grass juice. Now, this recommendation is only for those who are of a particularly heroic mindset. So if it doesn't appeal to you, then don't worry. You can just go to the next section. This is an extra credit one. But wheatgrass and ryegrass juice, which you can get at most smoothie emporiums, which are around these days if you live in a city, and which you can make yourself if you get yourself some wheatgrass, which is something that you can grow, or ryegrass, which is something you can grow, and a masticating juicer, which is kind of like a juicer that grinds the grass up. What is a wheatgrass juice or a ryegrass juice? They're kind of like a super concentrated shot of liquid energy. They're absolutely amazing. They can also give you a really big, strong clear out. So that's something to be careful of.
Caution.
The caution with wheatgrass and ryegrass is the clear out that they can give you. So if you're dealing with a particularly high toxic load in your body, if your digestive system is particularly overwhelmed or compromised, then there is a possibility that wheatgrass or ryegrass juice may start off what's called a cleansing reaction in the body. So that could be pretty much anything, to be honest. It's never going to be anything too serious, but you could feel, you know, a little bit sick, or you could have a little bit of a headache, or have some kind of constipation, or probably more likely diarrhea. This is your body clearing out toxicity, which is a definite good thing. But there's a very good reason why we're not focusing on cleansing and clearing out toxicity in this program, because we don't want to highlight it, because it uses up the body's energy. And if you're already low in energy, you don't want to focus too much on cleansing. If you have extreme cleansing reactions, then just cut this step out. Don't worry about it. But if it makes you feel good, which it probably will do, this is another excellent thing to add to the program.
Green superfoods. These are awarded a gold level priority. Description.
Green superfoods often come in the form of green powders, although you also sometimes find them in the form of crystallized flakes, tablets, capsules, inside other foods, or even sometimes in a liquid form or fresh. What is a superfood? Simply, a superfood is a food that is extremely nutrient dense, meaning that ounce per ounce, gram per gram, it contains far more nutrients than most standard foods. The opposite of a superfood would be empty calorie foods, like junk food, which contain little or no real nutrition. And in fact, they rob the body of nutrients just to digest them. Superfoods are on the other end of the scale of that. They contain so many nutrients that actually adding to the body's nutrient reserves, whereas empty calories will rob the body of nutrient reserves. The other thing which distinguishes a superfood from a normal food is that it has some documented healing properties. So it's kind of like a medicine as well, or really more like a tonic, based on the distinction that we gave earlier. So an example of this might be goji berries. Goji berries fit into both categories. They're a traditional tonic herb, which has been used for thousands of years, but they also have very high density of real nutrition. So, hence, they're a superfood.
Recommended forms.
Some of the best green superfoods include kelp. Kelp is an incredibly high mineral seaweed, usually bought as a powder, although you can get it whole as well. And there's more info about that in the iodine chapter coming up. I really like the Star West Botanicals blend of organic kelp. That's really good. Kelp is kind of a generic term that applies to a lot of different species of seaweed, but what they all have in common is this incredible level of nutrient density. The benefit of a seaweed, in case you're just kind of thinking, ugh, is that they're a wild food, so they're pretty much uncultivated, so that they have a lot more nutrients in there than foods which are cultivated and grown on land, which is deficient in nutrients. The more wild food you have in your diet, the better, and kelp is one of the best. Another one is ryegrass powder. Ryegrass powder is a very nutritious and alkalizing green food. We've talked about alkalizing a little bit. It's reducing that acidity, and with acidity comes all that stuff we don't want. The stress, the exhaustion, the anxiety. Very important. I also recommend Star West Botanicals organic green ryegrass powder. Really good quality and very tasty as well. Chlorella. Chlorella is an algae famous for its high chlorophyll content and also for being really powerful for tonifying, strengthening the liver, and also getting heavy metals, a particular and often very difficult type of toxin to remove from the body. I really like sun chlorella and also Jarrow's Yayama, if I pronounced that right. Chlorella, both excellent quality. You do want to make sure you get a good quality chlorella, because they do vary very widely in quality. Chlorella is especially important as far as I'm concerned because of its high chlorophyll content. But again, because it's high chlorophyll content, it's got the cautions associated to it, like we did for green barley grass and for wheatgrass as well. Because it's so powerful, it can create a cleansing reaction. So definitely use it, but use with caution. Spirulina is another highly nutritious algae. It has a very cooling effect on the body. It's full of amazing nutritional profile. So again, like with chlorella, you really don't need very much of it. Health Force Nutritionals do a high quality spirulina, and that's probably the one that I recommend most of all. Again, quality varies a lot. Go for a good quality version. AFA blue green algae is another super algae. It has all the benefits I talked about with spirulina and a hell of a lot more. It has various neurochemicals, and I won't go into great detail about it, but it's good for not only your nutrition, but for your mood, for your biochemistry, for the working of your mind. It's just incredibly nourishing. Crystal Manna and E3 Live are excellent forms, and E3 Live do various types. They do powders, they do crystals, they do capsules, and they also do a fresh or fresh frozen liquid version. Really powerful superfood. Marine phytoplankton, I'm going to talk about in a second, because that's probably one of my favourite of all. So all of these are excellent, and you benefit from including all of them in your regular diet. There are many companies doing them, and like I say, it's just important to be aware of getting a good quality version. There are also blends where it's just all mixed together for you, which can save you time and money, and I'm a really big fan of those. And for myself personally, I don't use individual ones anymore. I would just buy a blend with it's all in there, and that's what I recommend that you do as well. Get yourself a good, high quality green superfood blend and take it every day. Probably in your green smoothie is the easiest way. I really like Vitaminal Green and Lionheart Super Greens. They're really good quality ones that agree with me. I really encourage you to investigate and find out more. However, for the purpose of this program, let's focus on the most concentrated, powerful, and useful green superfood of them all, which I just love.
Marine phytoplankton. Description.
Marine phytoplankton is probably the most nutritionally concentrated and complete food source available on the planet right now. It's incredibly useful for recharging your depleted nutrient reserves. And you're going to have very depleted nutrient reserves if you're low in energy. The two just go hand in hand because your body will just burn for that nutrition in the same way it's burning for your adaptive energy. In fact, you could almost say that one is an energy way of saying, they're both different ways of saying the same thing. You know, with one comes the other. So really important to replace those reserves. That's true of most of the superfoods though. So what is it that makes marine phytoplankton so special? One of the things I love about it most is it contains pure energy. So remember earlier, I just very briefly introduced the idea of everyday energy, which we call ATP, that's cellular energy. Well, marine phytoplankton actually contains that in a liquid form. The more that we have something like marine phytoplankton, the more we're giving our body a top-up in this energy, which is so crucial. Most of us, when we think of energy, we think of calories. But the truth is that in order for your body to actually use calories, it has to go through a lot of different chemical processes in order to eventually turn those calories into ATP, which is cellular energy. So when we're taking something like marine phytoplankton, we're really cutting out the middleman and we're just getting the ATP, the energy, straight in. Now you may be thinking, you know, instant energy, big deal, if I need that, I can just have a coffee. There is a very crucial distinction though. So with a stimulant, which is what a coffee is, which is also what a Coke is, or a cigarette, or an alcoholic beverage, what you're doing is you're draining your body of reserve energy. You're using up your reserves, and that rush that you get is your body losing that reserve energy. With something like marine phytoplankton, magnesium, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, you're actually giving your body energy. You're not taking anything away, you're not using anything up, you're giving something to your body, you're adding energy to the body. So you feel it straight away, just like you do with a coffee, but not because you're draining yourself, but because you're augmenting yourself, you're giving yourself the energy. So marine phytoplankton, really good for your energy, for giving you instant energy.
Action step.
Get out there now and buy at least one type of green superfood, preferably marine phytoplankton, and get yourself a green superfood blend, and then take it in the recommended quantities every day. There are many different ones out there, and to be honest, I'm not really that bothered which one you buy. Get one which is high quality, but any of the blends recommended by any of the retailers recommended in the resources section will be good. Ideally, try and make sure it contains chlorella, some kelp, some of the ones that I mentioned, but get yourself some marine phytoplankton, get yourself a green superfood blend, and use them every day. Do it now.
Recommended dosage?
With individual green superfoods like spirulina, chlorella, or green barley grass, or with the green superfood blends, you want to start off slowly. So you might start off with just like half a teaspoon a day, which will be around 2,500 milligrams. However, you want to quickly build up to having more, as quickly as your body can cope with it anyway, to maybe around 10 to 20,000 milligrams, which is like 10 to 20 grams, one or two tablespoons. And you can even go significantly beyond that. I remember at my height, I was having maybe like 6 tablespoons a day, something like 50, 60 grams. So just to give you an idea, you can certainly take it quite far. You can have quite a lot. Again, if you already tried this, which is a good chance that you have, and you didn't feel any benefits, the reason is probably because you didn't have enough. So while it's good to take it easy to begin with, and just start with a small amount, it's also really important as well to keep increasing it to a level where it's actually doable. This was actually the main reason why I created the Lionheart Super Greens, because as well as being high quality, it's also affordable. It's a lot cheaper than the other ones out there. So that way you can feel like you can have several tablespoons a day, and it's a doable thing, it's an affordable thing. But whatever form you take it in, do start off slowly. Of course, you can also get these superfoods and superfood blends in capsules or tablets. By all means, do so if you prefer, because that does get rid of the taste. However, they tend to be more expensive, and in order to really feel the significant effects, like we said, you're going to want quite a high dosage. You might be getting to the point where you're having like 20, 30, 40 or more capsules or tablets a day, which most people don't really want to do. So it's probably more ideal to get into getting the powders, just get used to the taste of them. People often ask me, you know, how do I start to enjoy the taste? This may not be practical for you, but one thing that I know does work is to fast. So go without eating anything until you're really, really ravenous. And then the first thing you let yourself have is some green superfoods. And you'd be amazed how good it tastes when you haven't anything else, you know. So that's a way of reprogramming your body to really enjoy them. With the marine phytoplankton, I really like the Oceans Alive blend. So that would be the kind of one that I recommend. Although there's some other good ones out there and they're pretty much all good quality.
Cautions.
All green superfoods can bring on a cleansing reaction. So we talked about this a bit already, but I'll just highlight it a little bit more because it's very important. Basically, the body sees the extra nutrition, the extra goodness as an opportunity to unburden itself of some toxicity. So this is one of those unfortunate things which we'll talk about in a bit, where often when you do something good, your body feels bad. It's not because you've actually done something bad for your body. It's not as if you've poisoned yourself. It's not as if you've added anything negative. But sometimes your body can feel a little bit like that anyway, because your body uses the opportunity of, say, the chlorella or the spirulina or whatever it might be to get some of that bad stuff out. And while it's on the way out, it doesn't feel the best ever. Sometimes, and it's only very occasional, but again, it's a caution, so it's something you should be aware of. In extreme cases, especially if you're one of these kind of bullshit people like me who just go for it and ignore all my warnings about starting with a small dosage, if you have large quantities of something like wheatgrass or chlorella or something like that, it can actually make you sick. That's, again, it's not because there's anything bad about it, it's because it's starting off a cleansing reaction. If you've got a lot of bad stuff in there, your body might just instantly get it out. So the bottom line of it is that it will make you feel better. It is doing a good thing. The chances it's going to make you sick are very slim, but I'm just mentioning it as an example of a possibility. Much more common is kind of a little bit of digestive disruption, maybe diarrhea. The common thread through all these things that you'll notice is that it's getting the bad stuff out. That's the side effect with the green superfoods. So the process of getting the bad stuff out isn't always the nicest feeling in the world, but it's a really important, crucial thing to ultimately do to get healthy. However, if your energy is already low, as we said before, focusing on cleansing, detoxing and getting toxins and the bad stuff out is not your number one priority. Your number one priority is to get your energy back up. So even though there's nothing wrong if you have those cleansing reactions, you may, and I highly advise, reducing the dosage to a level where that kind of reaction doesn't happen anymore. Whatever that may be for you. So if even a teaspoon of chlorella kind of sets you off and makes you feel bad in any way, reduce it to a quarter of a teaspoon, you know? Reduce it to a level where it's doable. And even a quarter of a teaspoon of chlorella, even though it's not that much, it doesn't feel that like that much of a big deal. It's still giving your body a lot of nutrition because it is so nutritionally dense. So just give your body some, and it's a lot better than nothing.